Father, we stand in your presence by means of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit, so thankful for this access and for the privilege of uniting together in worship and study of your word. May the Holy Spirit filter out that which is foolish, that which is ignorant, but may he also seal to our hearts that which is truth. For we long to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. We're beginning this morning a study in the Gospel of John. I believe when I was first asked to pastor this church, the first verse-by-verse study we had was the Gospel of John. I remember someone many years later calling from Buffalo saying they were covering the Gospel of John in the month of August, and would the church please send the tapes on the Gospel of John? I think it was 7 years, the first 7 years that I was here. As has been characteristic in all of our study, we will not spend any time whatsoever on the so-called higher critical examination of the book. The author is the Holy Spirit. Without any question, in this fellowship, the author is the Holy Spirit. There are tons of studies and articles just dedicated to finding out who wrote this book, none of which is of any spiritual value to you. None of it will lift your hearts. None of it will give you peace and rest and joy in Christ. This is the Word of God. The author is the Holy Spirit. Personally, I believe without question the Holy Spirit used John the Apostle to pen these words. The author, the Holy Spirit, the tool, John the Apostle. Many people don't seem to realize that there was a close association between John and the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody knows that John was the apostle that Christ loved. But John was the younger son of Zebedee and Salome. Salome happened to be the Virgin Mary's sister. So John was very, very close to Jesus of Nazareth. John's older brother was James, who, interestingly enough, was the first martyr for his faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And John, the younger brother, was the last martyr for his faith and trust in Jesus Christ. There are four Gospels, and I believe the four Gospels are an integrated whole by the Holy Spirit to present to us a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many times, what are you going to give me, medicine? Okay, if I need that, I'll use it. I'm beginning to win here. It's just age, don't worry about it. Everyone knows that, or at least everyone seems to know that Matthew was primarily the jewel used by the Holy Spirit to present the kingship of Jesus Christ. Luke, to present his position as man. Mark, as servant. And John, as God. Others have suggested that Matthew was written to the Jew, that Mark was written to the Romans, and that Luke was written to the Gentiles, and John was written to Christians. I believe it is the purpose of the Holy Spirit to give us a fourfold revelation of Jesus Christ. And as we begin our study in the Gospel of John, we begin, without question, the most beautiful, the simplest, and yet the most profound Greek in all of the New Testament. In fact, there is such a dramatic difference between the Greek of the Gospel of John and the Greek of the book of Revelation that many have suggested John couldn't have written both. And again, I point out, the author is the Holy Spirit. John is simply the servant that the Holy Spirit used to give us these words. We begin the study this morning properly at chapter 1, verse 1. Let me just repeat one more time. We're going to spend no time on the so-called higher critical examination of this book. There is no spiritual prophet in such a study. This is God's Word, and we are studying it as God's Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It is interesting that in the Word of God, the most profound pronouncements are usually made with the simplest language. Everybody, without question, has noticed the great similarity between the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 1, and Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In your authorized version, you read in Genesis, "In the beginning, God." In John, you read, "In the beginning was the Word." In neither case is the Word articulated. When we studied Genesis, which we're doing in the evening service, this is a few weeks ago, we began that study, or months, or whatever it was. We pointed out that you could translate that at the first, or in beginning. And it's the same here in the Gospel of John. It is the same Greek construction that we have in the Hebrew of Genesis 1:1. In beginning. There is no the or